What's up, everybody? This is your host, Rosie, the Haitian Mama, and you're listening to Season 3 of Mama Life, a show about the ups and downs of motherhood. If you're a new listener, welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in. For my returning listeners, thank you for sticking with me on this journey. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Mama Life. What's up, you guys? All right, so if you are watching this from YouTube, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Okay, y'all, so it's spring break. The kids are driving me crazy. I am in my closet right now recording this. So if I don't sound good, you know why. All right, so my topic for today. Do your kids know how to cross the street? Okay? This is a very serious topic because, baby, the amount of kids I see dart across the street when I'm driving, it is crazy. It is crazy. I'm like, do y'all know how to cross the street? Like, seriously, y'all supposed to stop. Look to see if cars are passing and then cross. And don't even cross like in the middle. Try to cross at a light, okay? Or a crosswalk. Okay. Some of y'all just run across the street and don't even look. And I'm like, I have to press my brakes. Like, what if I was driving like super fast? What's happening here? What's happening here? And why are there little kids literally walking by themselves and crossing the street by themselves? I don't see no adults, little kids just literally walking by themselves. Like my son's age, and my son is 5, okay? Little 5-year-olds walking by themselves. I know the parents gotta work. Yes, everybody gotta work. Everybody gotta work. But you could stand to lose like an hour or two. I mean, some people can't stand to lose an hour or two, but what's more important, your job or your kids? I'll wait. I'm just saying, the kids do not know how to cross the street. Like, if you're going to have kids cross the street, if you're going to tell your kids that they could walk to school, they're responsible enough to walk to school, I respect that because I know everybody has to work. Teach your kids how to cross the street. Have a whole conversation with them about what to do. Because seriously, some kids do not know how to cross the street. They really don't. Like, to be honest with y'all, they don't. Y'all think y'all kids know, but they don't. Because I witness this every single day when I'm driving. I almost hit 50 kids when I'm driving. Like, seriously. And I don't drive crazy. Like, I don't drive like a lunatic. I drive slow. But it's the fact that they're, like, darting right in front of you. Like, who could relate? Like, who could relate? So, who could relate to this? Please tell me. Let me know if y'all could relate to this. Because I don't want to sound like I'm crazy, but it's like kids really don't know how to cross the street. I don't know where y'all learning this. I don't know how you guys could like run across without even looking. Because I swear, sometimes they don't be looking. Sometimes they just be waiting and they just be racing across the street. It's like, why? Why can't you wait? Why can't you press that little button to just stop the cars? Y'all got to teach your kids how to cross the street because it's not safe. It's not safe, seriously. Because I know several kids that always get hurt by that. Like, seriously. I know that, you know, the parents have to be at work. I know that, you know, you trust your kids to walk by themselves. You know, they have their phones. They could call you whenever they get there. They could text you if they're safe. But how safe are they? How safe are they? Because they don't know how to cross. They don't. They really don't. Like, I'm not joking. They really don't. They really don't. They don't know about the crosswalk. They don't know to, like, you know, watch out for cars. They don't know to stop when a car is coming, because I think they cross right when a car is coming. That's when they choose to cross. Is that really safe? I don't think that's really safe. I think that's actually reckless, okay, and dangerous, okay? So, I have a story. So, not too long ago, there was a kid that actually got hit. Like, I don't know if the car wasn't paying attention or the kid just dart right in front of the car like they usually do. So, they got hit. Didn't make it, and I was like, I felt so sad because it was like a young kid, and I was like, why was he even walking by himself anyways? It's hard because you can't really blame the parents because you're not really in their shoes. Because I hate the people that always be, you know, blaming the parents because they don't know what they're going through. They don't know their story. So it's really hard to say, you know, why would they do that? Why would they let the kids, you know, walk to school? I mean, they could have thought that the kid was good. You know, the school might have been like around the block. And all you had to do was cross one little street. So it's kind of hard. That's what I'm saying. Like, have talks with your kids. Have, like, little scenarios. Teach them how to cross the street. Maybe go walking with them. Teaching them, you know, how to stop. Actually stop when they see a car coming. And not to, like, run and dart in front of the car. Because what happens when you run like that and just go straight across the street without looking, because I've seen that before, or you have your little ear set on and you're just walking and you're just not looking, and the other car, maybe, you know, they're not paying attention either. And, you know, it's we do look for, you know, pedestrians, but sometimes people are doing like a thousand stuff in their car, like putting on makeup, drinking coffee, reaching for something in a bag. Like it's really hard to know if the people in their car are actually paying attention. Sometimes they're like dazed out. Sometimes they haven't gotten sleep and they're like dazed out and they don't know what they're doing, and it's really hard. Like, I know what it feels like to be like dazed out when you haven't slept in a while. Like, I've passed stores that I know where the store is, but I'm like dazed out and I go right past it. Like the other day, I was going to the library with my kids because it is spring break and I chose to go to the library with them. So I was going to the library and I passed right by the library because I was like dazed out. So you never know. That's why it's important to talk to your kids about, you know, crossing the street. Because every time I see a group of kids crossing the street without looking, I'm like, oh my God. It's scary. Like, my heart skips a beat every time a kid just darts in front of my car. I'm like, what if I would have hit them? Like, it's mad dangerous. What if I didn't stop? What if I would have hit them? All that what if. It's like, teach your kids how to cross the street. Talk to them. Take that time out to talk to them. Like, don't just let them go out there and maybe they don't know how to cross the street. And if you have like little 5-year-olds or 4, they, I know you guys have work. I know it's important for you to be there for your job, but try to walk with the kids. Even if you have to walk them like halfway and just be a little late to work. Like, seriously, your kids, I think that the safety of your kids are like much important than a job. Okay, I think the safety of your kids matter. I think the kids matter more than a job, because like, if something happens to your kid, it's just gonna be, oh, I'm sorry, and you know, everybody's gonna go on with their business, go on with doing whatever they're doing. I'm sorry, but do you mind working overtime today? Like, it's like, people don't care. And as much as you think people at your job care about you, like, they don't really care. So take care of what's more important. Like, if you have a little child, just walk with a kid, because you never know. Oh my God, I wouldn't trust my kid like walking in the dark, especially my little kids, because you never know what could happen. You never know who's out there just watching, just waiting to get your kid. Like, it only takes a second. And little kids, they don't know how to cross the street either. Like, I see little tiny kids darting. Like, seriously. I see little tiny kids just running across the street, just waiting for, you know, they're impatient. They can't wait for the cars. They're just darting, just running across the street, crossing the street without looking. It's craziness. Like, take that 1 minute out of your day, 1 second, and just go walk with the kids. Like, walk with them halfway. Teach them how to cross. Talk to them, because the way they're crossing the street these days, it is dangerous. It's dangerous. Like, they could literally get hit by a car. It is very dangerous. Like, do you teach your kids how to cross the street? Do they know the safety? Do they know to, like, cross at a light or wait for the crossing guard? Because there are people that, you know, that helps them cross the street, but the thing is that they don't go by those people. I've noticed several times that they don't even cross by the crossing guards. Like, they cross like towards the middle, and it's where the crossing guards can't even reach them. I feel like if they go by the crossing guards, if they wait for the crossing guards to, like, help them across the street, it'll be easier, especially in those, you know, 3-lane traffic where cars are, like, traveling. And it's crazy watching the kids just running and just doing it by themselves. I seriously think crossing guards should be, like, everywhere so they could cross the kids, but that's not how it works. I know that's not how it works. So it's our job as parents to, like, talk to our kids about street safety, talk to our kids about crossing the street. I personally, thank God, like, I drive my kids to school, like, every single day, go pick them up. They never get a chance to cross the street, but when I am walking with them, I teach them to, like, look both ways and wait for the cars. And if they don't see a car, they could go. But if they see a car, don't go running, because sometimes you run, but cars are faster. Like, don't go running. You're not going to beat the car. And it's a lucky thing when the kids cross the street, dart in front of my car, because I don't drive fast anyways. Like, I'm like the slowest driver sometimes. I stroll, like, when it's a school area, I stroll. I don't drive fast. I'm always looking. I'm always alert. Like, I'm always looking in front of me. So it's easy for me to see the kids. So just teach your kids about street safety. Like, it doesn't hurt to, like, talk to them. Even if you trust them, even if you say, oh my God, my kid is smart. I know he knows how to cross the street. He's old enough. But you'll be surprised at how many teenagers don't know how to cross the street right. I'm not talking about the little kids now. I'm talking about the teenagers. You know, the 16-year-olds, the 17-year-olds, the 18-year-olds. They can't cross the street either. Like, they don't know how to cross the street. No, they can't cross the street. They don't know how to cross the street either. Like, they do the same thing. They run across the street. They're trying to raise up. It's like a game to them. They're trying to raise and see who could get across the street first. Okay, so it was one time when I was driving, like, a couple kids ran across the street. Some kids stayed behind, and, you know, the other kid was, like, hesitating whether he should, like, run or not. It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. So he was hesitating, trying to see if he could run across the street or not. And it was like, okay, if you see your friends go run across the street, don't run after them. Just wait until all the cars pass. Wait until it's actually safe for you to, like, go. Don't try to run after your friends, because if you get hit, you know, they didn't get hit. If you get hit, it's on you. Don't try to run after your friends. So teenagers actually think it's a whole game. Sometimes they're not even paying attention. Sometimes they're like looking at their phone and just crossing. Like, why would you look at your phone and like cross the street? Like, seriously, why would you look at your phone across the street? So yes, y'all, even your teenagers, please talk to them by crossing the street. Yes, it's spring break. My kids got me sick again. So I do have a little cough, which I don't even know how. So anyways, yeah, talk to them about crossing the street because it's dangerous out there. It's dangerous. You never know. Because cars go like super fast. Especially in residential areas. Yes. When they're supposed to go like slow, they go fast. So with your kids just crossing the street aimlessly without looking or darting in front of people's cars, it's crazy. So yes, talk to them, you know, teach them and tell them it's okay to wait. It's okay to cross at a crosswalk. It's okay to like, it's not going anywhere. Just wait. Wait to cross. You don't have to run. You don't have to dart because that's dangerous and you could get hit. Like, if you trust your kid to walk, it's fine. You know, I know people got to be at work. I know it's important. But teach your kids. Tell them. Because kids don't know how to cross the street. They don't. And it drives me crazy. Okay? It drives me crazy every single time I see a kid that just crosses without looking. Every single time. And never fails. And it's been happening, like, for hours. I said hours. Oh my God, I am mad sleepy. It's like 8 o'clock at night here, y'all. It's like 8 o'clock at night. It is so crazy. So yes, teach your kids how to cross the street. Because seriously, I don't think they know how to cross the street. I don't. I think I've talked about this before. And, you know, in other podcast episodes where, you know, where I complain about the same issue of the kids not knowing how to cross the street. And it's still happening. It's crazy. It's still happening. Like, oh my God, it's crazy. It's just craziness how kids don't know the right procedures in crossing the street. And they still run across the street, which is... I know they're trying to, like, run before the cars come, but don't do that. Like, it's dangerous now. It's dangerous. You should always cross at a crosswalk. Like, don't try to do it in the middle. Like, don't try to do it where there's not a crosswalk because that's dangerous. That means you have to wait. You have to wait. You can't just dart across and try to beat the cars because sometimes people don't make it. People don't make it. Because sometimes people in cars are not paying attention like you think they're paying attention. You know when they say, okay, pay attention to pedestrians? Some people don't. Some people don't because in a world that we live in right now, like, it's like 1,000 things they're thinking about. Like, it's like 1,000 things that's on their minds. Sometimes they get distracted. People get distracted. So teach your kids to, like, think before they cross. Think before you cross. Look both ways. Make sure no cars are coming. Please don't run across the street. Make sure you're clear before you go across the street. Make sure if you're a little kid, try to cross by crossing guard. Don't cross without anybody. Okay? Don't cross without anybody. So, yes. Kids don't know how to cross the street. So, make sure you teach your kids how to cross the street. Yes, this is what this whole podcast episode was about. I was thinking about it. And I'm like, I'm just gonna say it. Because it needed to be said. And who can relate with me? If you can relate with me, let me know, okay? Let me know. Do your kids know how to cross the street? Do they cross the street? Do you see kids running across the street too? Let me know, okay? Peace out. Mama out. It's story time. You ready for this? All right. Who was ready for spring break? I wasn't.
these kids are insane. So my kids, when they wake up in the morning, first thing they do is get in my bed, and they get in it like at like 3 o'clock, like every single morning. Like, it never fails. Look at my clock, 3 o'clock, and boom, the kids are right in my bed. And it scares me because I turn around and bam, here they are. Like, seriously, I swear they plan it every single night. Does your kids do that? Do they sneak into your bed while you're sleeping? Like, what's happening? Why do they do that? Time for the inspirational quote of the day. Let's get inspired. And the inspirational quote for today is, common sense is very uncommon. Think about it. Thank you so much for listening to Season 3 of Mama Life. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to support this podcast, please share it with others. Don't keep it to yourself. And wherever you're listening, please remember to rate, subscribe, and leave a review. And to catch all the latest from me, please follow me on Instagram at MamaLifePlus3 and catch me on YouTube at MamaLifePlus3, Life of Moms. And as always, take care of each other, and most importantly, take care of them kids.